And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Now, the state of California killed 183,720 babies through abortion last year, making the Golden State America's abortion capital. The state doesn't even bother collecting official data anymore. They stopped reporting to the CDC in 1996, and when asked about it, California's Department of Public Health just simply says they do not collect information on pregnancy terminations. Out of sight, out of mind, apparently. Australia's e-safety commissioner, Julie Ingram Grant, is pushing major tech platforms and AI companies toward mandatory age verifications and sweeping online safety requirements that many see as expanded government control over digital speech. Her office has warned Meta, TikTok, Snapchat, X, and YouTube that they'll soon fall under regulations barring Australians under 16 from social media. She's also targeting AI chatbot developers with legal notices demanding they explain how they're protecting minors from harmful content. The Department of Homeland Security just introduced regulations that will photograph and biometrically track every non-citizen entering or leaving America. Starting December 26th, Customs and Border Protection can take photos at airports, land crossings, seaports, or any other point of departure they designate. Delaware Sussex County Democratic Party Chair Jeff Balk has resigned after people discovered he spent 7 years in a Missouri prison in the late 80s for paying young boys for sex. Balk initially refused to step down despite calls from Delaware's Democratic Party Chair, and his local coalition stood behind him until National Democrats, including transgender representatives, finally demanded his resignation. And in a refreshing break from all of the madness, Queensland's Minister for Women made a statement that once would have been considered obvious, and that is a woman is an adult female human being. The minister, Fiona Simpson, is from Australia's right-wing Liberal National Party that represents a pretty significant departure from their original gender inclusivity approach. The European Union has accused Meta and TikTok of violating the EU's Digital Services Act, claiming both companies make it too difficult for users to report illegal content and restrict researchers' access to data. The justification centers on removing child abuse and terrorist content, but the DSA scope extends far beyond that. It allows users and trusted flaggers to report anything breaking national laws, including Germany's hate speech legislation that criminalizes ordinary political commentary. And finally, Islam appears to be growing in America while Christianity fades. The number of U.S. mosques increased 31% between 2010 and 2020, while roughly 1,500 Christian churches closed during the same period. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both of those things at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.